The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted as always to speak to Leo Middleton from Cardiff Dragons. Leah, Dragons this season, I'd happily say it's been a side that a lot of people have maybe followed as their second team, really. Something you'd agree with?
Yeah, definitely. I think the fan base we've had this year is just amazing. You know, ticket sales has gone through the roof, which is so nice to hear. So, you know, it's really good to have such a strong backing and, you know, really happy to kind of hopefully reward the fans with some good performances and some improvements to come towards the back end of the season now.
And almost a refreshed playing sense among the players as well.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? We're such a new group. And I feel like sometimes we nearly forget that within ourselves. We're really close off the court. And I think on the court, we demand such high standards of one another. And I think sometimes it nearly takes that reminder, you know, this is our first season playing together. You know, this is the 11th game I've ever played with Jackie and all little things like that. But yeah, you know, it's really refreshing. And I just hope, you know, this group gets the opportunity to kind of grow and learn together.
You're wandering around Bath in the middle of the afternoon, having a coffee, that kind of thing. And is there a particular team that you've enjoyed playing so far?
Playing against? Yeah, I guess Bath is probably up there. I mean, it has a bit of a history for a rivalry because obviously it's close. I'd also say Stars. I think, you know, we've taken a few results from Stars. They've taken one from us. So it's been very back and forth. And obviously, you know, there's lots of players in both teams there that we're good friends with off the court. So it kind of brings that friendly rivalry into it and competitive side, I guess.
What's really good to see, though, there's still lots to play for as the season draws to a close, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I saw something the other day, you know, there's minimal points between, you know, eighth place and fifth. So every single result matters. And I guess coming to the closing side of the season, you know, goal difference matters. All those little 1% things that you talk about at the beginning of the season, you know, it really comes into play. And, you know, every time you go out there, you know, hoping to get a result and maybe cause an upset.
Last couple of results then, there was that draw against Sirens and that small defeat really at Stars last time around. What learnings did you take from them, really?
We were really open with ourselves after that Sirens result. I don't think any one of us was happy with the way that we performed and obviously the result that we got out of it. So we kind of went away and had a really good training week pre-Stars. You know, we'd taken a few results from Stars in the pre-season and obviously the first round of matchups, we managed to come away with the win. So we always knew they were going to probably be a bit sore from that first result and come back fighting. And that they very much did. You know, I think they were very close to faultless on the day. You know, their stats and their numbers looked very good and ours probably weren't quite there. So, you know, we go away again and this week we've kind of looked at that and broken it down and we've got Manchester Thunder this week. So we've kind of got a big team at the top of the ladder to kind of go up against and have a chance to kind of cause an upset.
Yeah, Thunder away and then Lightning at home. Two important games as we head towards those final four placings for them, really. But Dragons, I expect, will just play your own game as normal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right at the beginning of the season, I guess we were probably classed as a bit of an underdog side, and especially having such new personnel. I'm not sure anyone probably really gave us a chance or gave us the credit that we may go ahead and take a few results. I'm not sure, but it's just kind of that underdog feeling that we had amongst the team where we could kind of go and have a free hit against teams. And, you know, on the day we believe that we could take anyone and any team that was put up against us. So I think getting back to that now, obviously Manchester number one, Loughborough number two, two huge teams that have had, you know, really solid personnel in their sides for many seasons. You know, we can just go ahead and have that open mind and kind of play our own game, play with freedom and just have that free kind of hit and see what happens. Because at the end of the day, I think on any given day, any team in this league can win now. And that's probably the exciting part of it.
I wanted to ask you about how much you've enjoyed the camps and obviously meeting the fans after the game as well. It's a special part of the sport, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's so nice to see, even on our away games, you see the odd green bucket hat or the green T-shirt. So, do you know what? It honestly is. It really is kind of like a family feel at our home arenas. It's just so lovely to kind of have that support. It gets so loud in there. I mean, our last home game against Sirens, the coaches obviously say, block out the crowd, like focus on the game. But I remember the last 2 minutes of the game, all I could think about was how loud, like, you know, Cardiff Dragons was being screamed. So, you know, it must just be such a daunting place for other teams to come. And for that, we're so thankful.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have been able to hear Jill neither. So we're like, it's not me, it's just the crowd as well.
Yeah, exactly. Jill's
so
very...
You'd never admit it, would you?
No, I mean, she's super calmly spoken anyway. So I think Jill would never really shout. You know, even if she's not too happy with us, she doesn't seem to ever raise her voice. She just kind of explains things calmly. So she definitely lets the crowd do that side of things.
The game v Bath at the arena, that's going to be a really special game to look forward to, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the first time in Utilita Arena, which will be amazing. And yeah, we have such high hopes. I mean, like, our franchise has done such great work for us to get us in that arena and obviously give us the opportunity to play in front of such a huge crowd. We're trying to kind of promote it as much as we can and get new faces in the stadium and, you know, kind of see what we're all about. So yeah, it's super exciting and yeah, can't wait to kind of put out a performance there that we're really proud of.
Tickets online for that, CardiffDragons.com. Leah, thanks for your time and speak soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. Season. Thanks for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.